USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Often dealt setbacks by the courts, the White House is now celebrating a major victory as the Supreme Court has issued a 5-4 ruling to allow the Trump administration to take funds meant for the Pentagon and use them to build a southern border wall. That ruling overturns a pair of lower court decisions that had blocked that construction. He also said of Democrats, while meeting with reporters yesterday,
all they want to do is they want to investigate, they want to go fishing.
But the president's now calling for an investigation into his predecessor's book deal. He says it's the actions of former President Barack Obama and his Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that are the ones that need to be looked at, saying the Justice Department should subpoena all of Obama's records and investigate that deal that he made after he left office. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Italian news reports say a 19-year-old American student has confessed to fatally stabbing a police officer in Rome. Police say Deputy Brigadier Mario Carcillo Rega was allegedly killed on Friday after two Americans stole a backpack from an Italian man and then tried to extort him for 100 euros and a gram of cocaine. Police say when they tried to arrest the Americans during the attempt, a scuffle broke out and Rega was stabbed to death. They say one of the Americans has now confessed. Several people killed by a series of earthquakes in the Philippines today. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
A series of three earthquakes of 5.4, 5.9, with a third at a magnitude of 5.7, struck Saturday morning in the sparsely populated Batonas Islands. As medical teams rushed to help the injured from the first quake, the other two struck, forcing them to divert their resources to helping only the severely injured.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
This past week, Democrats were marking 200 days as the majority party in the U.S. House, and that was the theme of the weekly address. In it, delivered by Congresswoman Haley Stevens of Michigan, she talks about several pieces of legislation that the House was able to pass under their leadership.
We have passed bills to strengthen protections for people with pre-existing conditions, lower prescription drug costs, and bring down health care premiums. We passed the first meaningful legislation in years to prevent gun violence and address climate change.
Stevens mentioning several more such bills during that weekly address, but in the end, the U.S. Senate, controlled by Republicans, hasn't brought up most of them. Los Angeles police are searching for whoever shot and killed an off-duty LAPD cop and wounded a passenger overnight in the Lincoln Heights section. The passenger underwent emergency surgery. No word on the passenger's condition, and the officer's name has not been released. Details about the entire case are still sketchy. And tell me if you've heard this before. The Woodstock 50th Anniversary Music Festival may be over before it begins. Organizers have now reportedly released all of the artists from their contracts after moving the festival from New York to Columbia, Maryland. Several high-profile acts, including Jay-Z, John Fogerty, and Dead & Company, announcing they'd cancel their performances because of the move. And with your update, I'm Chris Barnes.